Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Now it's time for a little ears warning, because STIs are on the rise and the numbers are a bit scary, but instead of panicking, there's lots that we can all do about it. With me now is sexual health specialist at St. James's Hospital and founder of Himmerus Health STI Clinic, Dr. Aisling Loy. Aisling, you're very welcome along to the show today.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you for joining us. What are some of the figures that young listeners need to be aware of?
So every year we get the reports from the previous year. So recently we got the reports from 2023. So we can see there's been a 30% overall increase in STI diagnoses in Ireland between 2022 and 2023. So that's a big increase.
Yeah.
And in particular, we're seeing a big increase in young people, so the 15 to 25 age group. And worryingly, a big increase in particular in young women, which is worrying because they bear the brunt of these infections with regards to impacting their fertility and long-term consequences such as pelvic inflammatory disease. So we really worry when we see a growth like that, especially in young women.
Well, it's time to get on top of it today. Is 2024 looking like it's going to be any better than last year, or is it too soon to tell at this rate?
We get weekly figures. So at the end of each week, we actually, from the HPSC, they give us the way you used to get the COVID reports on a daily basis. We get those. They're online for anyone to see. So if you're interested, you can always look at how's chlamydia doing this week. But I think probably most people aren't that interested. People like me are. So it's actually very equal to what it is, which is, you know, thank goodness, because not thank goodness, we wish it was going down, but thank goodness the trend of that increase isn't continuing. Yeah. It's plateaued at that higher level. So it's steady, but it's steady at a very high level.
You mentioned chlamydia there, and that is an STI that people can live with without even realising it. But what is the trend and what direction is that going in now?
So it's still high. So it was a 50% roughly increase in chlamydia between 2022 and 2023. It's broken down into different age categories and different genders. But yes, so in young women, I think it was around 50% increase, young men around a 60% increase. It is one of those things that you can have silently, especially in young women, because it's tucked up inside the cervix, and it can go on up into the pelvis. For young men, they can have symptoms. Now, women can have symptoms. Mm-hmm. So just to say, if you do have symptoms, they might look like abnormal bleeding after intercourse, an abnormal discharge, some burning when you urinate. For men, it is more likely to give symptoms than in females. And those symptoms are a burning when they urinate, a little irritation when they pee, and sometimes they'll see a little clear drop of discharge. So if you've any of those symptoms, it's really important to get checked. But it can be asymptomatic.
Let's talk about the 10,000 free STI kits that are going out to Irish homes. What portion of them is that helping with better testing for people?
Yeah, it's a great service now. So it's 10,000 a month are going out through the HSE. So the programme is operated by SH24, and that's a free online testing service. So it's sh24.ie. You can order your free home test kit, and it really helps people access healthcare whenever they maybe were too afraid to attend a clinic, or it's too far, or it's too expensive, or they can't take a day off work. So it's a good option for people to test at home. It's anonymous. You know, you get the results texted to your phone. So it's really efficient. However, I would caveat that by saying, if you have symptoms, do see a doctor and do attend a healthcare professional, because sometimes you might think it's something and it's something totally, you know, different. So it's good for people who just want peace of mind testing. Now, yes, it has driven up some of that diagnosis. It accounts for about 25% of the chlamydia diagnoses.
Okay.
So still the large majority of people are getting diagnosed through their GPs, through STI clinics. So they're attending services still.
And I know that people can feel embarrassed and stuff, but it is so much better just to get yourself checked out, because in the long run, like you were saying at the very beginning of this, like, it can really help, especially with females' fertility.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, look, the way I look at it is we're all here because someone had sex.
Yeah.
Do you know, people nowadays should not be embarrassed to admit that they're having sex. And if you're having sex, and, you know, you should be getting tested. So it's kind of like, I look at it like you're going to a dentist. You know, it's just a checkup. There's still definitely lots of people who are hung up and they say things, they're really sheepish when they come in and say, oh, I never thought I'd be in a place like this, or the person I slept with, I heard they were a bit dirty. All this sort of negative connotations, rather than coming in with the attitude, I have sex, I just want to do this to make sure I'm in good health in that area. And that's the way it should be.
Yeah, it should be. And to be fair, I think to younger generations, they are a lot better at recognizing that it is, that sex is completely normal.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's nearly my generation of millennials who are like, ugh, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
You know, but it is getting around that. And conversations like this are what helps. Let's talk about chlamydia for a second again. You can get an online prescription for that now. Like, how does that help? That's amazing.
So we have to be careful. So say if you do the SH24 testing and you test positive, then you're actually LinkedIn, that program links you in with someone who'll get in touch and send a prescription directly to a pharmacy of your choice. Again, all for free. So that is the best way to do it, is to only get the prescription if you've actually got a diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
So what we don't want is people sort of guessing. There's a lot of, you know, internet diagnoses, people deciding themselves what they have. And honestly, more often than not, they get it completely wrong. And then I'll see people coming into me who have such and such a symptom, and they've muddied the waters by getting some things online, getting drugs prescribed online that they didn't need, and then it can cloud the diagnosis because they've half treated something, then we can't pick it up. Okay. So only get the online prescriptions if you've got an actual diagnosis. And it is built into companies that do that online prescribing that it asks, have you had a diagnosis of chlamydia? So really only get it if you have been diagnosed with chlamydia, and if you've symptoms, go and see a healthcare professional. Don't be self-diagnosing at home.
That is actually very important. I mean, Dr. Google, look, we all diagnose ourselves to the niche for lives, but knowing that it can muddy the water and you can actually then prolong a symptom is so much worse.
And you can prolong getting the right diagnosis, because you see someone come in and they say, well, this happened, and then they sort of sheepishly said, I did this and I lied to this person through this algorithm online just to get the prescription.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come in, but they've half treated something, so it's suppressed a bit, so the testing doesn't pick it up, and then it'll raise its head a few weeks later again because it'll regrow back, and then they're back in again, and it just prolongs the agony, and it can maybe make them resistant to that antibiotic. So do things right, do things by the book, don't cut corners when it comes to your health.
Nip it in the bud.
Yeah.
With the professional. Aisling, please talk to me. Could all of this be prevented with the use of a condom?
The large majority. Okay. Look, the cornerstone of sexual health care is using condoms for prevention.
Mm-hmm.
So ideally, we would be pushing for condoms in use in everyone. I think now it's definitely, I feel from what I see in the coalface, it's, and reflected in the STI results, it's a historical artifact for many people. They don't use condoms. They just don't even know where to get them. They don't know how to use them. They just think, absolutely, you know, who uses condoms anymore? So what I would say is that they do prevent the large majority of STIs. They're freely available. You can get them. You can actually, through that website, sexualwellbeing.ie, which is a HSE website, you can ask for free condoms to be posted out to you in an envelope, so it's all free. So yes, it will prevent the large majority, but I think now young people, because they get a lot of their sex education from pornography, because there's sort of a vacuum of where they're getting their information from, and that's the only place they access how to have sex, and condoms aren't used there, so that's what they're learning is normal. And I think that's permeating then through to sexual behaviours, and then we see that reflected in the STI numbers.
Is it, you're talking about that, like, is it mainly young straight people who are lagging behind in their sexual education?
I think it's across the board.
Okay.
I do think young gay men or GBMSMs will be much better at engaging with sexual health services. When I say young, now, I do think there's still a gap in very young gay men, because I think it's hard now to capture young people's attention, because now we used to digest our media when I was young in a very linear fashion. You got your Cosmopolitan magazine, or you watched your TV programme. But now I think there's such a repertoire out there, and people can flick easily on from, you know, that TikTok video they're watching. And it's very hard to capture people, young people to educate them on these things. I think it has to be uniformly done, standardised across the board in schools, ideally with the curriculum. So, look, yes, I think young heterosexuals are definitely really lagging behind. Generally speaking, gay, bisexual, men of sex and men are quite engaged in sexual health care. I'm seeing from 25 onwards, mm-hmm. but we're losing a lot of the young people now because I think it's very hard to target them because of the way they digest information these days.
Yeah. How can STIs change a young person's life?
They can really impact psychologically more so than anything. There is the physical side to it, but generally speaking, we can get people better. There are infections, and I'm thinking mostly of things like genital herpes, that can really have lifelong impact, but it's more a psychological impact. And I'd say to young people, if they've been diagnosed with something like genital herpes, to reach out to someone like myself, someone working in the field who's an expert, because most people get their information online and they go into this little rabbit hole and they spend hours all night long looking at how their lives are not worth living, how they should, you know, never have sex again, how they should only have sex with people with herpes. And it's all of this absolute misinformation out there. And they can be so devastated. And then they come in and they'll see me and I'll say, do you know what? You've got herpes type 1, for example. It's a cool sore virus. We nearly all have it. 80 to 90% of the population. Sure, how are you any different to the rest of your friends that have it on their lips?
Yeah.
Sure, they're using their lips for sex. So what's the difference? So, you know, it's all about perspective. So don't struggle at home. A lot of young people really struggle at home. They've got this diagnosis and it's difficult because they can't talk to anyone. It's not socially acceptable. You know, if you break your leg or if you get diagnosed with something like, you know, psoriasis or whatever, you can go and talk to your mates about it. But, you know, very few people will sit around and say, you know, I've got genital warts or I've got HPV diagnosed. I've got herpes diagnosed. So there's all of these things that, you know, people internalize. It causes huge amounts of mental anguish. But come in and talk to us. We've got great teams of nurses around, great educators who will put things in perspective and let you know that you're not on your own. And there's really easy ways to deal with these things.
And that is the thing. You said this at the very beginning of this interview. You're not on your own. Everybody's doing it.
Yeah.
So it's having those conversations. I hope anybody out there struggling will reach out to you because, I mean, you're so kind and you're so warm and lovely to talk to. So Dr. Aisling Loy, thank you very much for speaking with me this morning. Dr. Loy is a sexual health specialist at St. James's Hospital and founder of the Himeris Health STI Clinic. And if you need more information on STIs and treatment options, you can visit the HSE website sexualwellbeing.ie.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.